Hello everybody, I'm Uncle Hans. I'm the founder of the website hansiyan.net. I'd like to welcome you to My Stories of Chinese Characters. In this episode, we will learn the characters Nian, Fu, and Chun, and follow a traditional Chinese family's experiences during the Chinese New Year's Eve, and learn what needs to be prepared for the Spring Festival. The Chinese Spring Festival is a very important traditional festival. Chinese have many customs during the New Year. They will wear new clothes, clean the house, have a big dinner, set off firecrackers and other things. Today, I will celebrate the New Year with my friends. Hi, Auntie, what's this?
This is incense. We come to pray today. Wish us have good health in the coming year. Be safe and sound. The wind and rain come in their time. Pray for good crop yield in the coming year.
So during Chinese New Year's, we like to come to the temple and burn incense. And the purpose of burning incense is to ask the gods for health and prosperity. Now the word for prosperity is fu, and we can see on one side there's an altar. That means that the prosperity depends on the will of the gods. And on the other side, we have a jar or container. That indicates in ancient times, if you had containers full of food, full of rice, full of alcohol, it meant you were prosperous. So this is how we represent the character Fu, which means prosperous. In this temple, there is a wind chime wall for wishing. Some people hope that they will be ranked in the college entrance examination. Some people pray for the health of their families. Some people hope that they will succeed in their careers, and others. Here we have a simple wishes of countless ordinary Chinese.
Uncle Hansi, take a look at this. It's all red, meaning happiness, don't you think? In China, every household displays lanterns during the Chinese New Year.
I see we have here a character for spring. In Chinese, the Chinese New Year's is called the Spring Festival. And it's easy to write. We just have a line, a line, a line, a stroke, a stroke. And on the bottom, we have the character for sun. But it actually comes from a pictograph of two pieces of grass on top and a character tun, which is a sprout. And that indicates that in the springtime, you have lots of things, new things growing, like grass and sprouts. And on the bottom, you have a sun. So you can see here how it goes from the ancient pictograph to the modern character for spring.
Look at this character, Nian. According to Chinese legends, Nian is a mean monster, and it visits every 365 days. And on that day, people will slaughter chickens, lambs, and set off firecrackers, trying to scare it away.
Now this is the character for year, and its history comes from the fact that once a year, we get to reap the crops. And on the top, we have a picture of grain. And on the bottom, we have a picture of a man carrying the grain in. He's reaping the crops once a year. And slowly, you can see how it changes and gets warped into this final character, Nian, for year. Chinese New Year's is kind of like Christmas on steroids, and besides buying decorations at the store, Chinese like to make their own decorations. One of the kinds of decorations they like to do is to cut paper into elaborate shapes. We're going to talk to Mr. Zhang. He's an expert in this matter, and we'll see something about cutting paper.
Because this is the year of the ox, I will teach you how to combine an ox and the character Fu.
Are there other uses for this?
First, we can use it as a New Year's window decoration. We cut out the character Fu and put it on the window. We can also cut it out and wear it on our clothes. There are many such beautiful items of clothing in China, and they are crafted by embroiderers.
It's a beautiful painting.
This paper-cutting feeling should be consistent and sustained. The feel of the paper-cutting process is important. There is a Chinese saying that goes, "Haste makes waste."
It's a very important lesson. Exactly.
Exactly. You have to finish a piece with patience and care.
It's not just about art. It's about science.
And every year, Chinese get together and they bao jiaozi. That means to wrap jiaozi. Jiaozi is a simple character. On the left-hand side, you have shi, which is basically a container of food. And on the right-hand side, you have jiao, which means transportation. It's phonetic, so it's fairly easy to write. Some people find it easy to wrap the jiaozi, and some people don't. Some people make very beautiful jiaozi, and some people make terrible-looking jiaozi. I'm halfway in between.
Happy New Year! I wish you a bullish Year of the Ox.
Today I feel the enthusiasm of the Chinese people. The New Year holiday includes their blessings and wishes for a better life. In this holiday, they reunite with their family, sweep away the dust of the past, and bid farewell to the past. Embrace the new life and welcome the new year. Finally, I hope everyone can enthusiastically embrace and be successful in the new year. Thanks for listening to this episode of My Stories of Chinese Characters. I'm Uncle Hanzi. In the next episode, we will interpret the Chinese character shi to understand what Chinese people eat and related stories behind the food. If you like the show, please give us a rating or a review. You can also check out the video version of this show at youtube.com/learnchinesefun. See you next time.